Then Beleg and Gwyndor cut the bonds from the tree and bore Turin out of the camp. But he was too heavy to carry far, and they could go no further than to a thicket of thorn trees high on the slopes above the camp. There they laid him down. Now the storm drew nearer, and lightning flashed on Thangorodrim. Beleg drew his sword, Anglachel, and with it he cut the fetters that bound Turin. But fate was that day more strong, for the blade of Eöl, the dark elf, slipped in his hand and pricked Turin's foot. Then Turin was roused into a sudden wakefulness of rage and fear, and seeing a form bending over him in the gloom with a naked blade in hand, he leapt up with a great cry, believing that orcs were come again to torment him, and grappling with him in the darkness, he seized Anglachel and slew Beleg Cuthalion, thinking him a foe. But as he stood, finding himself free and ready to sell his life dearly against imagined foes, there came a great flash of lightning above them, and in its light he looked down on Beleg's face. Then Turin stood stone still and silent, staring on that dreadful death, knowing what he had done. And so terrible was his face, lit by the lightning that flickered all about them, that Gwyndor cowered down upon the ground, dared not raise his eyes. But now in the camp beneath, the orcs were roused, both by the storm and by Turin's cry, and discovered that Turin was gone. But no search was made for him, for they were filled with terror by the thunder that came out of the west, believing that it was sent against them by the great enemies beyond the sea. Then a wind arose, and great rains fell, and torrents swept down from the heights of Taur Nufuin. And though Gwyndor cried out to Turin, warning him of their utmost peril, he made no answer, but sat unmoving and unweeping beside the body of Beleg Cuthalion, lying in the dark forest, slain by his hand, even as he cut the bonds of thraldom from him. When morning came, the storm was passed away eastward over Lothland, and the sun of autumn rose hot and bright. But the orcs, hating this almost as much as the thunder, and believing that Turin would have fled far from that place, and all trace of his flight be washed away, they departed in haste, eager to return to Angband. Far off, Gwyndor saw them marching northward over the steaming sands of Unfoglith. Thus it came to pass that they returned to Morgoth empty-handed, and left behind them the son of Húrin, who sat, crazed and unwitting, on the slopes of Taur Nufuin, bearing a burden heavier than their bonds.